Rivers across the West are running high. They're fast, they're cold, and already this spring, Utahns have lost their lives in places like the Ogden River, Parley's Creek, and the Blacksmith Fork River.
For most of us, the best advice is simply stay away. On the other hand, the huge snowpack sings a siren song for rafters and kayakers. KSLNews Radio's Dave Cauley went in the water himself, learning what it takes to tackle swift water safely.
Big snowpack means big rivers, big rapids, and big fun. Also, more than a little healthy fear.
And we're trying to, especially with this fundamentals level course, up people's comfort levels in the water. And to do that, you do have to expose people a little bit.
That's Matt Haberman, lead instructor for the University of Utah College of Health's Remote Rescue and Wilderness Medicine Program. He's talking about Swift Water Rescue Fundamentals, an open enrollment course aimed at recreational boaters and young river guides. Students spend a day and a half learning key skills like how to swim in cold currents, how to avoid and escape deadly debris, and how to safely pluck swimmers from the water using ropes.
Rope! Swim to it!
Swim to the rope! Get the rope on your left shoulder!
It is an intense cram session.
Hold on!
Andy Rich is program coordinator for the U of U's remote rescue training.
Yeah, we're giving people tools, but we also want them to understand the limitations of those tools so that they can prepare properly, so they can bring the right equipment, so they can make the proper decisions and avoid needing to rescue each other.
Students are required to sign eye-opening waivers and to secure special safety gear like river life jackets, throw ropes, whitewater helmets, and dry suits.
I'm afraid to get in the water, but these suits are pretty airtight, so we'll see what happens.
Sam Gowans and Rachel Irizarry signed up for the course ahead of an outing this summer.
So Sam and I are planning a river trip down Desolation this year. We just wanted to be a little more prepared.
The class was very interesting to me, not just because we wanted the knowledge, but because it sounded really cool as well.
Rich doesn't deny there's an element of fun involved.
But ultimately, yeah, the whole purpose of it is to be practical.
Those practical skills can apply even to non-boaters. Key among them, respecting the river as well as the power of moving water. And always, of course, putting personal safety first. Dave Cauley, KSL News Radio.
Dave's crazy. The University of Utah provided KSL a discount on the course for the purpose of putting this story together. We appreciate that.
But I'm glad Dave was willing to go into the water to maybe at least talk about this. And, you know, it's a very real thing around here in Utah.
Oh,
with all
people
these
love
really,
it.
Really
my
high.
My son, my older son.
High rivers. I mean, it's a danger. It can be a lot of fun, but
he ran
it's,
the river.
You know?
It scares me.
It's,
but
it's
I'm a
danger.
Chicken, so I should
yeah,
admit that.
Right,
a lot
right,
of people
right.
do this kind of thing.